征。
So the war that they are fighting is a surgical one.
当你在用对付癌细胞的时候，
When you are dealing with cancerous cells,
你如果用 radiation 的话，
If you use radiation,
你当然会对付到那些坏的细胞。
Of course, you will address the bad cells.
但你不小心会 spill over, 会一定会溅出去，一定会波及到那些好的细胞。
But you will also affect the good surrounding cells as well.
所以我们知道这一次以色列打了战争是很小心很小心。
We know that this time that Israel fought a very careful war.
但是没有多久 public opinion, 这个舆论就叫起来了。
But very soon the public opinion was heard.
全世界几乎都站在以色列的对面。
The whole world almost stood before Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们看见以色列的历史，
If we were to look at the history of Israel,
我们就看见两千年来，
We will see of 2,000 years,
的的确确是以色列的悲欢离合时。
And we do see that it is a time of sad scattering and joyful gathering.
那因为我们的主是引同样的圣经，
But because our Lord uses the same verse,
所以这里给我们看见很重要的原则。
Here we see a very important principle.
这一点教会的历史是和以色列历史是平行的。
The history of the church is parallel to the history of Israel.
你怎么解释以色列历史，你就怎么解释教会的历史。
How you explain the history of Israel is how you explain the history of the church.
教会的光景和以色列的光景几乎是完全平行的。
The condition of the church is the same as the condition of Israel.
以色列人所学的功课也就是教会应该学的功课。
The lessons that the people of Israel learn should be the lessons that the church learned.
那现在我们既然我们的主是引同样的一节圣经。
And our Lord uses the same verse.
我们的主特别用在教会身上。
And he uses that verse on the church.
但撒迦利亚书严格说来是应验在以色列人身上。
But Zechariah, strictly speaking, the words were spoken to Israel.
你看两个都对。
We see both are the right.
一个是属灵的，一个属天的，一个是属地的。
One is heavenly, one is earthly.
但是属地的历史能够解释属天的历史。
But the history of earth, the earthly history, can explain the spiritual, the heavenly history.
所以这个周末我们就希望能不能我们从以色列的故事能够学到一些的功课。
So this weekend we hope to learn some lessons through the history of Israel.
但如果要讲以色列历史是两千年的历史。
But if we were to talk about the history of Israel, it's 2,000 years.
但是刚好这一年，今年跟明年发生了很特别的事。
But just now, this year and next year, something very interesting and special is happening.
起头我们只以为是个很有趣的现象。
Before we thought it was just a very interesting phenomenon.
而且我们相信从此以后这两年很多基督徒一定会注意这个现象。
And we also thought that this phenomenon would be observed by many Christians.
因为这个现象应该是末日的现象。
Because this phenomenon should really only happen at the end times.
那么尤其在启示录里面。
Especially when we talk about Revelation.
讲到主快回来的时候。
When it speaks of the Lord's soon return.
天上是有一些征兆。
We do see certain signs in the skies.
如果你看见这些天上的征兆，
If you see these things in the heavens,
你就知道主很快就要回来。
You know the Lord is to come back soon.
所以我们当注意这些现象的时候，
So when we notice these things,
我们的重点常常放在预言上。
Many times our focus is on the prophecy.
当然我们知道主很快就要回来。
Of course we know the Lord is to return soon.
就算是没有这个现象，我们知道主很快就要回来。
And even if these occurrences aren't happening, we know that he is to return.
但是为什么主提醒我们一些很重要的现象呢？
But why does the Lord remind us of these things?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
一面叫我们往前看。
On one hand for us to look forward.
但是更重要的叫我们回头看。
But most importantly, to look back.
只有当我们回头看，我们才能解释前面的路。
Only when we look back can we explain the movement forward.
所以这个现象是值得我们注意的。
So this is something that we deserves our attention.
那我所说的现象是这样。
So this is what I'm talking about.
我们好不好读一段圣经？
Let us read a passage.
启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
The 12th verse 12. 揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血。
And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood.
我们知道从主升天到他回来一共七个印。
We know that from the Lord's ascension to his return, there are seven seals.
那第一个印当然是靠近主升天的时候。
The first seal is closest to his ascension.
第七个印当然是到我们的主要回来的时候。
The seventh seal is closer to his return.
所以如果这第六个印的话，
So if we talk about the sixth seal,
那么的的确在主回来以前，
We know that for sure before the Lord returns,
你看见天象有很大的变动。
There is something happening in the heavens.
大家注意到去年跟今年的天气就是不一样。
We notice that the climate has changed from last year to this year.
但这里很特别告诉我们说，
But here very specially it tells us,
在主回来以前，
Before his return,
有地大震动。
There is a great earthquake.
那地大震动不稀奇。
The great earthquake is not that
special. 每年像这样的地震六级到七级的地震最少有六七个。
There are many earthquakes from 6 to 7 on the Richter scale. It happens about 6 or 7 times a year.
而且多半都是发生在没有人烟的地方。
And many times it occurs where there is not many people.
所以我们一点都不感觉得到。
So sometimes, most of the time we don't experience it.
所以如果地震的话是每年都有的。
Earthquake happens every year.
但这里的地大震动，
But here the great earthquake
不是个单独的事件，
It is not just a singular moment.
它一定和别的事情连在一起，
It has an occurrence that is attached to others.
而且一定是不寻常的，
And is not common.
所以我们才知道说主很快就要回来，
Then we know that the Lord is to come back soon.
所以我们才知道这是主揭开第六个印的时候，
Then we know that he unseals the sixth seal.
然后下面说日头变黑像毛布，
And the sun became black as sackcloth.
那日头变黑像毛布就是普通所说的日食的现象。
The sun becoming black as sackcloth talks about the eclipse.
那日食是常常发生的事。
This eclipse happens many times.
这个也不稀奇。
Also not very special.
可是呢，在主回来以前。
But before the Lord returns.
你看日食一定有一些的现象是不寻常的。
But there are things that happen to this eclipse that are not normal.
它不是单独的发生。
It is not just a singular occurrence.
它是配合地震一起发生的。
It occurs together with an earthquake.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
下面说满月变红像血。
And the whole moon became like blood.
那请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个满月变红像血就是我们普通所说的月食。
The whole moon become like blood is what we talk about a lunar eclipse.
当地球在太阳跟月亮的中间。
When the earth is in between the sun and the moon.
那么你看见因为太地球巨大的影子就完全投在月亮上。
And we see that the shadow of the earth is cast upon the moon.
那这个时候应该你完全看不见光彩。
And at this time, you probably should see no light.
但是因为空气折射的缘故， But, 所以呢，它就把红的颜色就照到月亮上去。
But because of the reflection of the air, then the sun's rays are cast upon the moon.
所以到了满月的时候，
So when you have a full moon,
好像中秋节一样。
It's just like when you have the moon
festival. 那个月亮是圆的。
The moon is round.
但如果那天晚上有月食的话，
But if you have a lunar eclipse at that time,
那有一段的时间，
There is one part of time,
你结果就发现那个月亮慢慢慢慢的就变，慢慢慢慢变黑了。
You will see that the moon will darken.
但是其实不是黑的。
But it's not really dark.
最后完全变成红的。
But at the very end, it turns red.
所以根据这一段圣经，
According to this scripture here,
那不只是有地震，
Not only is there a great earthquake,
也有日食，
There is a solar eclipse,
也有月食，
And also a lunar eclipse.
这个月食不是平常，
And this lunar eclipse is not normal.
不是我们常常碰到的，
It is not something we see all the time.
是难得才碰到，
It is something that we see not often at
all. 如果这样的话，
If that is the case,
你看见这个就是征兆了。
You see that this is
a sign. 你明白吗？
Do you understand?
比方说当主耶稣第一次来的时候，
For example, when our Lord came the first time,
那个几个博士他们观察天象，
When those magi were looking towards the skies,
他们忽然发现有个星非常非常亮，
When they looked at the constellation, they saw a very bright star.
现在我们知道，
Now we know,
在主耶稣降生没有多久以前，
Before the Lord was born,
这太阳系里面有三颗星啊，刚好走在一条直线上。
In the solar system, there were actually three stars that were aligned together.
所以比平常特别亮。
And therefore, they were brighter than usual.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
三颗星在一个直线上并不平常。
It's not that uncommon to see three stars aligned together.
所以神一定借着这个现象来告诉我们什么。
So the Lord used this sign for, to tell us what?
那个几个博士。
That those magi,
他们先是一定读到这个读到什么？读到这个民数记里面的预言。
So they should have and probably saw the prophecy in Numbers.
雅各有星要出于雅各。
A star is to rise up from Jacob.
有杖要出于以色列。
And a scepter from Israel.
明白不明白？
Do you understand?
如果有星出于雅各，
If there's a star that comes from Jacob,
那个星一定是不寻常的。
This is not a common star.
所以如果你看见了这个明亮的星，
So when you see this bright star,
如果没有圣经的解释，
If you don't have the explanation of the Bible,
那就是平常的猜测。
Then it is just a normal condition.
那是科学家们所做的。
This is what scientists can do.
那是星象学家们做的。
Those are what cosmologists can do.
但是真正愿意来到主面前来敬拜他，来朝拜他的，你看你需要神的话。
But those who want to come to truly worship him, they need God's word.
那这个时候你就看见主回来，主第一次来的时候，的确天上有兆头。
So we did see that when he first came to this earth, there was a sign.
那你怎么知道是犹太的王要降生了呢？
How did you know that the king of the Jews was to be born?
因为当你读到弥书记的时候，
When you read Numbers,
它是一首诗。
It was a poem.
所以这两句话是平行的。
These two phrases were parallel.
有星要出于雅各。
A star from Jacob.
有杖要出于以色列。
A scepter out of Israel.
那杖是指着王来说的。
A scepter speaks of king.
所以如果有星出现的话，
So if a star is to appear,
那就表示犹太的王要诞生了。
That means the king of the Jews is to be born.
所以现在这个谁？所以现在博士很有把握。
So now the wise men were very sure.
他虽然大概走了一年的道路，
Even though they walked probably for a year,
他带着黄金、乳香、没药，
They brought myrrh, frankincense.
他知道他现在所做的实验一定不会失败。
They knew that the experience they were to conduct now would not fail.
他很有把握。
They were very sure.
他走到以色列，他一定会遇到这个犹太的王。
They were very sure that they were going to meet the king of the Jews.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
果然第二年。
And the second year,
他们又看见了那颗星。
Again, they saw that star.
那天文学家告诉我们说。
So the astronomers tell us.
果然过了两年以后， after, 过了一年以后。
After 1 year,
你看见又是两颗或者三颗星又集中在一起，
again,
又在一条线上。
Again, 2 to 3 stars were aligned together.
所以然后黄金、乳香、没药就献给了我们的主。
And then gold, myrrh, and frankincense were offered up to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？这就是几个博士所做的事。
This is what the wise men did.
那同样的。
But now we also know.
我们知道说，日食常常有的。
We know that many times we have
月食也常常有的。
We also see many lunar eclipses.
明亮的星也常常有。
We also see a bright morning star.
但是星特别明亮。
But when a star is really bright,
特别是好几个星在一条线上的时候，
when several stars are aligned together,
你能看得非常的明亮。
Then you can see something very bright.
但那个不是不寻常的事。
But it is not something that is not common.
所以我们知道今年跟明年。
So we know that this year and next year,
有一件事是不寻常的。
There is something that is not common.
这两年
These 2 years,
我们就四轮的满月变红像雪。
There are 4 cycles where the
四轮就四个、oh, 四个。
There will be 4 times when
four moons.
Oh, sorry. There will be 4 blood moons.
意思什么呢？
What does that mean?
意思就是说人要看见满月。
We will see 4 We will see a full moon.
但同时看见满月变红像血。
But at the same time, this full moon will be like a blood moon.
那今年跟明年什么时候有这样的事情发生？
So this year and next year, when will this happen?
它刚好是发生在犹太人的祝棚节、逾越节和他的祝棚节。
It happens exactly during the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles.
你知道中国人过一个中秋节。
You know, the Chinese people celebrate the